Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm going to talk to you all about the benefits of cold. Why we all need to be taking cold showers, cold water plunges, and diving into the Arctic Sea. I have read a very recent interesting article by Emma Pritchard in Harper's Bazaar, and I'm going to give you some of the tips that she mentioned and things that I've researched on why cold and cryotherapy is the new biohacking. So if you have been following some of the more popular biohackers, you know that they're all doing ice baths, cold water plunges, and cold showers. And what's the reason for that? There's a whole slew of health benefits that come, including enhanced sleep, including better metabolism, including better immune system from taking cold to the next level. A cold shower, did you know, reason number one to take a cold shower, it can help you to recover from your hard workouts faster. The cold will shrink your peripheral blood vessels, boosting the blood flow to your critical vital organs like your central core organs, and allow you to process the waste products of a heavy workout faster and better. And when you're working out, at the end of the workout, to shunt all that blood flow back from muscles to the core organs is very critical. It promotes recovery. It definitely helps you to perfuse your vital organs like the liver to process lactic acidosis, buildup of acids in the muscles. Processing is better to the kidneys. So think about it after your workout. Reason number two to jump into a cold shower, it can also boost your mental health. According to a study from experts at Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine, they've shown that cold showers, when you start with the warm water, do a gradual cooling off, and then go right into cold water, cold showers can improve depression. That's right. People actually have sympathetic nervous fibers in their skin. And when the temperature fluctuates and it becomes very cold, you get this burst of sympathetic activity to the brain, which boosts endorphins, improves your alertness, and improves symptoms of depression. That is so interesting. Cold showers provide pain relief. They are anti-inflammatory. So for joints, muscles that are tired, fatigued, body parts, jumping into the cold is actually going to improve swelling around swollen joints and muscles and improve inflammatory mediators that are in your bloodstream. And that's going to be a very important benefit. In the immune system as well, cold showers are beneficial. You're 30% less likely to call in sick if you practice hot and cold showers. 30%? That's kind of amazing. And that's with just 30 to 90 second bursts of cold water. I think I'm going to try that. A cold shower supports fat loss. And that's one of the best things you can do to improve your metabolism without really having to change your diet, your activity, or anything else. There are temperatures that reduce the composition of gut bacteria to change the composition actually of the gut bacteria so that you have bacteria that's better suited to burn fat. This study happened in mice where they placed mice in cooler conditions and cold immersion techniques, and they found that the gut bacteria that developed were the kind of bacteria that better burned fat. So improvement of metabolism and perhaps helping to generate more brown fat, the type of fat that burns fat better and generates heat in the body and burns calories. So your body goes through this transformation when it's exposed to cold, where it's going to transform the type of bacteria in the colon, the microbiome will change, the brown fat composition will change as well. Cold showers will cause improvement in your complexion, and this occurs by splashing cold water at the end of your warm water wash. Splash cold water on your face and get immediate vasoconstriction of the blood vessels to the skin. This is going to shrink your pores, improve your overall texture, reduce rosacea flushing tendency that gives redness and rosy cheek appearance. And that little bit of vasoconstriction, which shrinks the superficial blood vessels, again, drives lymphatic edema and blood flow back into the main systems of the face. So improving your complexion is key. Cold showers can also improve your heart health. So remember that as we age, our blood vessels lose compliance. It means they become more stiff and less elastic. So as we age, we want to have more compliant blood vessels that expand, contract, and do the work of young blood vessels. And if you practice cold water and hot water alternation, your vessels are going to be springy and compliant and elastic. And that is going to be awesome because that is cardioprotective. That improves heart health. That also improves your ability to force fluids from the legs and the extremities back to the central circulation. So I love that being a cardiologist's wife, I'm always thinking about the heart. I also think that cold showers are optimal for driving lymphatic flow back towards the heart. Again, when you shrink and vasoconstrict peripherally, you are going to contract lymphatic vessels. Remember, lymphatic vessels don't have musculature. So contraction of your other surrounding muscles, the shivering mechanism, the blood vessel contractility, it all affects lymphatic flow and makes you have a much better lymphatic process where your vessels drain back towards the heart into the lymphatic system and processes swelling that may develop by lower leg, you know, when your legs hang and you get leg swelling, when you have too much salt in your diet and fluids third space into your extremities, lymphatic compression, lymphatic massage are really important. So I love the idea of the cold shower. I also think that we can biohack and turn on certain metabolic processes in our cells, which are not quite fully identified as yet. But remember, every time we make our cells adapt to a situation where the body thinks that it's in a survival mode, it's going to turn on cellular defense mechanisms to make cellular survival and survival of the organism better and optimized. So you'll turn on your DNA defense mechanisms that help you fight cancer, that help you fight disease, that help you fight inflammation, that help you fight predatorial stress. So do these cold water plunges. It's such an easy thing to do. It's actually quite refreshing at the end of your shower. And I want us all to stay healthy, to biohack our health and try new things. This is my project for the month of March, and I hope you'll make it your project too. Don't forget to think about all the reasons you should take a cold water plunge. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.